This is Mental Wellness with licensed therapist Anne-Marie Matthewed. Mental Wellness provides general information regarding mental health. The information is not intended to create a doctor-patient relationship. You're encouraged to consult your own medical provider for advice that applies to your own mental health care. And now, Anne-Marie Matthewed on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Hello, I'm Anne-Marie Matthewed, and I'm talking to you today from Colchester Counseling Associates. I am here on WTIC News Talk 1080, and we are going to be taking a mental wellness journey together. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. I've lived in Connecticut my whole life, and I have been practicing as a licensed professional in the state for about 30 years. And despite the title, we treat many populations with many different issues. A licensed marriage and family therapist is a master's level counselor, and we treat individuals with a variety of issues, and we provide this treatment either in person in our office in Colchester or around the state via telehealth. And we provide group therapy, family therapy, individual therapy, and also some presentations on parenting and caregiver stress and other topics. So thank you for being with me today. I'm very passionate about mental wellness, and I believe in trying to be proactive when it comes to our mental health, when we can. And so that's sort of our focus, and we're going to be talking about different topics over time. And today we're going to talk about holiday mental wellness strategies with the holidays coming up. How do we keep our why in our holiday celebrations? So our why is how we get our meaning out of our life. And we're all different, right? We all get meaning out of our life in different ways. What we do, how we do it, and when we do it. And during the holidays, it's especially important to navigate our feelings and our emotions so we get to experience the holidays in a fulfilling way for us. And each of us are different as to what makes us feel fulfilled. And despite whatever holiday you celebrate, your culture and your ethnicity and whatever you choose to celebrate, most holidays have some of the same components, right? They have connecting with family and friends, time off of work, giving and receiving, and all kinds of traditions. And those traditions can be centered around food. They can be centered around who you gather with, different events or activities, even games and celebrations. And whether it be religious or non-religious, it's still a way that you celebrate. And usually this is a commonality for all of us this time of year in some way. If you experience the holidays with complete joy, that is wonderful. That is fantastic. For most of us, however, that's not always the case. So I'm going to try to discuss some of the most common issues that I hear from my clients when it comes to navigating the holidays. So one is difficult family relationships. How do we manage these at the holidays? You know, most of us have some people in our family or friend group that there might not be as deep a connection as we would like. There could be some strife. Perhaps there was some argument, something from the past or the present. And these feelings really can escalate for us if we're going to be seeing certain people when we gather for the holidays. One of the things I like to remind my clients is that this is not the time to try to resolve these things. You know, typically you're not alone with that person, you're in a group, and it's not the time to try to bring up the past or try to even make amends. typically that's better saved for a different day than the actual holiday celebration. What you want to do instead is look for the positive. Look at things such as connection and generational ties. Why are you with these folks? You do have some tie to them if you are with them. And maybe there's a way to garnish something positive just for that day or that moment, so that when you go into that setting, you can kind of put the other things in the parking lot and try to enjoy your day. Celebrate your strengths, both in and out of your family. What strengths have you gained from your family or friend group? Even if there's been some strife, for instance, maybe you're resilient. Maybe you're a very resilient person from some of the things that you've been through in your family. Focus on some of the positive things that you have taken out of even what might look to be a negative event. Emotional stress from troubled relationships is real, and you're allowed to feel what you feel. This is the time for a lot of self-care. Talking to a friend, enjoying a good book, taking a walk, even an extra therapy session, whatever works. You want to try to do the things that fill your cup and make you feel peace and joy. And if your baseline is what I call it, your baseline is a little low because you're nervous or anxious about the holidays, then whenever our baseline is low, we want to do more self-care than we're used to. We want to be even kinder to ourselves. The next thing I hear a lot from clients is making plans. How do I please everyone? You have the stress if you're a host, but you also have a stress even if you're not the host. You know, how do I be everything to everyone? And I always try to encourage my clients to keep healthy boundaries as much as you can, but also think of the other side. Put yourself in the other person's shoes, which is not easy to do. I realize that. But if you try it, sometimes it can really help your perspective. And it is okay to politely decline any plans that seem too much to handle or make you feel too busy or just don't feel right. That's okay too. If you can and you don't want to decline plans, try to create opportunity for the plans to work the best they can and accept it if it's not what you're accustomed to. You know, maybe you're used to doing things a certain way or going to a certain place and that's not going to happen this year for whatever reason. Maybe the folks inviting you are used to having things done a certain way or a certain day and that's just not going to work for you this year. Maybe you've had a new baby. Maybe you've experienced a loss. Maybe you've had undue stress at work, or something else is interfering with your ability to sort of do the same things that have been done every year. You know, just to try to gracefully explain that to people and say, you know, I'm just don't think I'm going to be able to do that this year, and I really appreciate your support. And hopefully people will listen. And if they don't, as long as you're polite, then you haven't done anything wrong. And that's really the best you can do. You know, and also give yourself grace and remember that all celebrations can be great if we allow ourselves to experience them in the moment and avoid putting pressure on ourselves to create the perfect moment. There isn't really a perfect moment. It is the moment. And so taking that pressure off of ourselves and, you know, helping to give ourselves grace to experience joy and peace in different ways and giving ourselves that flexibility can really go a long way. I'm Amory Mafeud, and you're listening to Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080, and we will be right back after this quick break. This is Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080, and I'm Amory Mafeud from Colchester Counseling Associates here in Connecticut. We're talking about holiday mental wellness, And our next subject is loneliness and depression. Many folks do not have family to share the holidays with, and it can be a very lonely time. And for some of us that are depressed when everyone seems happy all the time, this can escalate our feelings of sadness. You know, many folks do struggle with depression, even if it's intermittent depression. And when everything around you looks extra happy, social media and TV and commercials and even the stores, everything around you, then that can really escalate your feelings of sadness. You might be saying to yourself, how come I don't feel that great? How come I don't feel that happy? And one thing to remember is that how things appear in social media and TV is not usually reality, even though it can seem like everyone around us is happy, but this is not typically the case. Sometimes everything looks like it's great on the outside, but we never really know what's going on the inside for folks. So it's a good thing to remember that there are many people around us that do not experience the holidays as joyful. You know, perhaps you're struggling with grief and loss, and that can be especially hard this time of year. For myself, my parents died on separate years, but one on December 14th and one on December 15th. So for me, I'm not usually totally joyful for the holidays until I get past those dates. I'm remembering my parents, I'm feeling sad that they're gone. You know, perhaps you are missing those that are not with you more at the holidays than you do other times a year. And you need to give yourself the grace to allow those feelings to be okay, even at the holidays. It's okay to not feel joyful every minute of every day just because it's the holidays. I usually suggest finding a way to honor those you are missing by donations or looking at photos and just thinking about them and hopefully having happy memories about them. Praying, if that's what you do, writing a poem, whatever works for you. Even calling another person whom you know is missing them also. And if your memories are not that great and you're experiencing grief and loss, but it also unfortunately comes along with some trauma you experienced, that's okay too. Even though it's the holidays, those feelings are real for you. And that's where if you do have a therapist you're working with, maybe it's a good time to have some extra sessions or to definitely use your support group. Use the people around you that you feel support you in your life. This is the time to really increase your contact with them. You know, there are some other ways to cope, like maybe you like to watch a movie, so maybe you watch a special movie that you've never watched before, or visit a new place. Our state of Connecticut is awesome, so much to do. You know, go to a new town and visit a new little coffee shop, or just take a ride and look at a place in your area that you haven't been to before, just to get yourself out of the house and do something new. Or maybe volunteer for a local charity. There are so many drives going on this time of year. Coat drive, food drive, toy drives. There's soup kitchens that always need help. You know, share the wonderful person that you are. You have strengths that hopefully you recognize, and this is the time to use them. That's what will make you feel good, is using your strengths and help you feel a little less sad and depressed if you do deal with that during the holidays. Another thing I hear about a lot is dealing with gift giving, especially with children. I think gift giving can be stressful by itself. You know, do I have the right gift? Am I supposed to give a gift? What if the person gives me a gift and I don't have a gift? You know, gift giving can get complicated fast. And what I hear a lot about is when it comes to children. You know, perhaps you are fortunate enough to have many people in your life that want to give your children gifts, but you don't want an abundance of gifts given. you know, you're going to have to try to explain what you are trying to teach your children. Maybe you're teaching your children gratefulness or giving rather than receiving. You know, even space can be an issue. So explain your home, how it's managed, and perhaps the fact that you simply don't have enough space for more toys. And the lessons that you're trying to teach your children, explain that to your family members, because most likely they will become engaged quickly in that kind of thinking. They just may not know that you're doing that with your children. And I always think it's good to offer alternatives. You know, what's most important to you and your family? What lessons do you want to impart on your children around the holidays? You know, maybe you think books are good to increase their knowledge, or even family photo books. If you have elders that will be at your gathering, what lessons would the elders want to impart on your children? Because they have fascinating wisdom that you most likely would want shared with your children. How can they do that? Even re-gifting ornaments, you know, special ornaments that are re-gifted from a special aunt or uncle really become a lifetime keepsake. And maybe that would be a gift that would be easier for you and your family to receive. Even handmade gift certificates, writing a little note, you know, an outing with grandma for ice cream. And you could have the grandmother give that to your child. There's a lot of ways to be creative so that you can stay true to your family values. The other thing I hear a lot about is with older children, teenagers and college age, when they come home for the holidays. That can always be tricky. Teenagers oftentimes have a hard time engaging if most of the relatives are older. And college students, you know, they're away, they're doing their own thing, and they come home for the holidays, and they have expectations, and you have expectations, and not always does everybody talk about it. So sometimes the expectations are not in line with each other. I always tell my clients, let's involve them in the process. Do you have traditional special recipes that they can participate in making? Plan ahead and involve them. Send a text or whatever way they communicate. Send a Snapchat and let them know, this is what's going to be happening on the holidays. This is who's going to be here. This is what we're going to be doing, so that they feel involved from the beginning. And help facilitate conversations by creating opportunity. Maybe you're all in the kitchen and you can ask your son to help Uncle Larry with the dishes. Now Uncle Larry and your son are talking. You know, help create that opportunity. And then sometimes you do have to set boundaries. You do have to talk about those expectations, especially with teenagers. You know, we really would like you to be present. We don't want you up in your room on your phone or playing video games. We'd like you in the mix at least a little bit. You know, talk those things out before. And with college students, you know, we really would like you to be helpful. You know, you're older now. It'd be great if you could participate with us. And then hear what they have to say. Make it a two-way conversation and hear what they think and what they feel. In this way, instead of having expectations nobody's really spoken about, you will be able to understand each other better and go into the holidays and enjoy each other's company. So I hope you found some of these tidbits helpful. Again, this is Anne Marie Matthewd with Colchester Counseling Associates, and our contact info is 860-537-5280. And this is WTIC News Talk 1080, Mental Wellness.
This has been Mental Wellness with Anne Marie Matthewd. Be sure to tune in 2 weeks for the next Mental Wellness on WTIC News Talk 1080. Till then, stay well.